Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Father, we are so grateful for your Word. The entrance of your Word brings light. And I pray today that your Word will transform us, bringing light, clarity, understanding, hope, and strength that can be found in no other one but Jesus. So, Lord, this is for your glory. Speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen, amen, amen. Today, I want to talk to you about hands lifted up. Hands lifted up. We've just come through the end of the first quarter of the year, and I want us to give the Lord a big hand clap of praise, because he's the one that has seen us through. He's the one that has brought us this far. How many can say, Brian, I've seen the goodness of God in my life in this first quarter of the year? And yes, there might have been trials, there might have been, you know, battles to fight, but there have been some victories as well. God is so good. He sees us through to the very end. And I love what the psalmist declares in Psalm 115, verse 1. And this is how we are showing up today. He said, not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness. Not to us, but to your name be the glory. Why? He has done great things. And I know if I put this microphone in your hand, you will all testify. In fact, Church Online family, go right ahead in the chat section and begin to testify of the things that God has done in your life in this last 3 months. I just want to read out for you a couple of testimonies as we gather every week for prayer online on Morning Glory. God has done incredible things. I just want to bring to you a couple of stories. Here is Sharon. She testifies. She said, I thank God for protecting my big brother Fred, who was in Gaza. He didn't have a ticket to return home due to the war in Iran, but God made a way, and now he's back home in Uganda. Let us give God praise. Faith testified. She said, I thank God that I was given a bonus at work despite being at home for 7 months after the accident. It is surely God who made this happen. Come on, give God praise in the house. He does things that no man can do. He's a God of favor. Jemima testified. She said, I thank God for the education opportunities he has granted my siblings and I. He has been faithful to provide this in scholarship opportunities each time. Praise his holy name. Downtown family, don't get tired of praising Jesus. He's concerned about every detail of our lives. Let me read this finally. Doris testifies. She said, I am grateful for my cell family, for how we love and care for each other, and how we are all growing spiritually. And as cell hosts, we have been doubly blessed to have the cell meeting in our home. We see the hand of the Lord in our family. I am grateful. Come on, let's join Doris to testify. God is so good. God is so faithful. And I don't know what your testimony is. Maybe it was healing, deliverance. Maybe it's been strength on the journey. Maybe he's wiped your tears away. He's comforted you when you lost a loved one. Whatever the Lord has done, he is worthy of our praise. Not to us, but to your name. As a campus, we have a reason to thank God. In the first 3 months of the year, there was 375 people that said yes to Jesus Christ. Right here, church, shall we give him praise and glory in the house? As our teams reached schools during the week, over 77 schools reached primary schools, secondary schools, and universities. Over 43,000 students reached with the gospel. More than 1,100 of them said yes to Jesus Christ. God is so faithful. And it's not just a number. Every single one of them is a life transformed. The trajectory of their lives has literally shifted. And God is going to do something special with their lives as he continues to rebuild Uganda and Africa for his glory. As so many stories I could tell. God has done so much. God is still at work. And there is a lot more that God wants to do in the days that lie ahead. Help me preach to your neighbor. Tell him there is more that God wants to do in you. There is so much more that God wants to do. God is not yet done with you, my brother, my sister. God is not done with your family. God wants to do something significant. God wants to do something significant at Watoto Church in Uganda, in Juba, and around the world. But how do we continue to see God do something special with our lives? How do we continue to see the move of God in our day? I'll tell you how. We will see the good things of God in our lives and through our lives in our city, nation, and continent for the glory of God if we keep our hands lifted up. In scripture, hands lifted up is a sign of prayer, of surrender, and total dependence on God. It is a recognition that the outcome we desire cannot be produced by human effort alone. It is a recognition that my help comes from the Lord, that He is my strength. God is our strength. He is the one who empowers us by His Spirit to step into His plans and purposes for our lives so that He can do something significant with us. And as we stay in that posture of hands lifted up, of prayer, of dependence on God, of surrender, when we stay in that posture, connected to Him in prayer, we will see God do something special. We will see God bring healing to lives. He will see Him bring healing to communities, to a city and a continent for the glory of God. And Exodus chapter 17 gives us such a powerful picture of what it means to lift up our hands to God and depend on Him. And this is not just a moment, but a lifestyle of depending on God, of being a people of prayer and trusting God. And when we do that, something special happens. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17 in our Bibles. This posture of prayer and complete dependence on God impacts the outcomes of our lives and of this ministry. In Exodus chapter 17, Israel is in a battle. They have been attacked. Let us read from verse 8 to 16. The Bible says, the Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow, I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands. So, Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady until sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with a sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this on a scroll as something to be remembered and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven. Moses built an altar and called it, the Lord is my banner. He said, because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation. Wow. What a powerful promise. What a powerful promise made by the Lord. Israel is under attack. The Amalekites were one of Israel's greatest enemies. And they always attacked Israel when Israel was weak. And the Lord did not love the people of Amalek because they hated His people and they acted unjustly towards them. And God wanted to deal with this nation. And so they attack Israel. And they begin to fight this battle. God made a promise that He would blot out Amalek. And this was a promise. And we know that God is not a man that He should lie. Does He not promise and fulfill? This was so critical. A little down the road when you read the story of the nation of Israel, we see that one man made a mistake. He was given an instruction and did not perform it. His name was Saul. He was the king of Israel. He was supposed to have killed King Agag, the king of the Amalekites. But he didn't. He spared the king and some of the sheep, trying to make an excuse that he would give the sheep and the fat of it as sacrifice. Samuel rebuked him, saying, "Obedience is better than sacrifice." He didn't deal with Amalek. Amalek continued to be a thorn in the flesh of Israel. A little down the road, we see that the enemy, Satan, comes back to attack the nation of Israel through the Amalekites, because a certain man down the generation survived, and his name was called Haman. Haman had a plan to wipe out the Jews, because from generation to generation, this heart of hatred had been passed down, and now he had the opportunity to wipe them out. But God intervened through Esther. Aren't you grateful that we serve a God who fulfills his promise to generations? He came through for them at that moment in time, and he preserved the nation of Israel. Obedience is better than sacrifice. But I want to draw you back to this moment in Exodus chapter 15, and why this moment was significant. Moses is at the top of the hill and his hands are lifted up in prayer. And when he got tired and his hands began to fail, Amalekites began to win, but they lifted up his hands again. And as his hands stayed lifted up, Joshua won the battle. And just like Moses, without a family, God wants us to constantly live in this place of prayer, of surrender, and total dependence on him with our hands lifted high. And there's three reasons why. Number one, just like Moses, God wants you and I to live with our hands lifted up in prayer, devotion, surrender, and dependence on him, because number one, the battle is real. The battle is real. We read it in verse 8 to 9. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Israel needed to fight Amalek. You and I today have a real enemy that we fight, and he's called Satan. We are in for a real battle. Every day is a battle for God's purpose on your life. Every day is a battle for your family. It is a battle for your children. There is a battle for this nation. There is a battle for the continent of Africa. And Satan, who hates us, is committed to bringing us down. He wants us to fail. And he doesn't stop there. He attacks the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to shut doors of opportunities to the gospel. He wants to raise opposition through policy. He wants to draw people back into their former way of living, to a life of bondage, of sin and disobedience. But I love the fact that Jesus reminds us in John 10:10 that although the enemy has come to steal, kill and destroy, Jesus has come that we may have life and life to the full. Jesus is committed to ensuring that God's purpose and plan for your life comes to pass, that you serve God in this generation, and that you leave a mark for him that cannot be erased. God is committed to your family being healthy and prospering. God wants you to walk in his purpose and plan for your life. And so this battle must not be taken lightly. We must not approach it casually. It is an ongoing battle, and the Bible teaches us to be alert to the devil's schemes. But here is our confidence. God has given us a weapon of warfare called prayer. And when we call on his name in prayer, God goes to work, destroying the powers of darkness and ensuring that he fights on your behalf, so that what he has declared will come to pass in your life. It is in prayer, on our knees with our hands lifted up, that we resist the enemy and overcome, so that we may see the victory of God in our lives. And in a few moments, we're going to spend time in prayer. I pray that the God of heaven, who answers by fire, will show up in this place, and that he'll do something significant in your life and in your family, in Jesus' name. We stay in that posture of prayer and absolute dependence on God, because there is a battle on our hands. The battle is real. But secondly, the battle is not only real, the battle is shared. We read it in verse 9 to 13 that Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, what happened? They took a stone, put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side and one to the other, so that his hands remained steady until sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with a sword. Listen, my brother, my sister, you were never meant to fight alone. We see in this portion of scripture, Moses did not stand by himself. He had Aaron and Hur with him at the top of the hill, lifting up his hands. But he also had Moses fighting the battle in the valley. And when he grew tired, he had them lifting up his hands. And I'm so glad that he had Aaron and Hur beside him. Because sometimes we do life on our own, and we try to walk into battles on our own, and we try to carry the burden on our own. But God did not design for you to do life alone. God wants you to march into that battle with your brothers and sisters standing right beside you, so that you can fight the battle together and see victory in Jesus' name. This portion of scripture reminds us that victory is not realized by your personal strength alone. It is sustained by the people God has brought around you. And today we're going to stand together in prayer. We're going to believe God for miracles in this place together in Jesus' name. But we are also part of a family of 18 campuses at Wototo Church. We're also part of the wider body of Jesus Christ. Every campus needs your prayer support. Every believer, every church in this city needs your prayer support. They need to know that we are praying for them and standing in the gap for them, so that their strength will not fail, but that by the power of the Holy Spirit, God will strengthen them and cause them to serve His purpose in our day, so that the name of Jesus Christ will be lifted high across our city as a banner. In Luke chapter 5, is a gentleman who was brought to Jesus, lowered through the roof by his friends. Sometimes you need some friends to bring you to Jesus. Today in prayer, we're going to lift one another up in prayer in Jesus' name and watch what God will do. God wants us to stay in this place of prayer, total dependence on Him with our hands lifted up. Yes, because the battle is real. Because the battle is shared, but finally, because the battle is the Lord's. If you believe it, say amen. In verse 14 to 16, we read it. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it. Because I will completely blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven. Moses built an altar and called it, the Lord is my banner. He said, because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation. Friends, this is where our confidence rests. Victory is not ultimately determined by our strength, but by the strength and the power and authority of Almighty God. And when we lean on Him in prayer and faith, God Himself steps into the middle of our difficult and dark situations, and He turns them around and He gives us a song to sing. And friends, when God gives you victory, do not take the credit. Give Him the glory. Because every battle won is a testimony of who God is. The enemy is going to keep coming. He's going to keep looking for opportunities to come against us. But here is the good news. It is the Lord who fights for us. And He doesn't just fight once. He does it again and again. He does it across seasons, and He does it from generation to generation. I pray that today in this place, as we call on the name of Jesus in prayer, that some battles will be won, and up to the third and fourth generation of you that love the Lord and serve Him, there'll be victory upon victory upon victory in Jesus' name. He does it so that His name is lifted high. He does it so that His name receives the glory. And so today I declare over you, may the Lord fight for you. May the Lord sustain you. And may He bring you into victory in that one name, Jesus. If you believe it, shout amen and give Him glory in the house today. Lord, we are so thankful for Your word. You who was very present in Exodus chapter 17 with Moses, Joshua, Aaron and Hur, you are present in this room right now. God, as we turn to you with our hands lifted up in prayer, surrender, and total dependence on you. I pray today, fight the battles of your children and give them victory upon victory. And may they testify in saying, the Lord is my banner. His name is Jehovah Nissi. He fights our battles. We know that battles are real. We don't live in denial. But we thank you for brothers and sisters with whom we can fight battles together. But we thank you that we don't fight them in our own strength, for it's not by might or power. But Lord, you are the one who fights for us. So we rest in you today. With every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around. There is a battle going on for your life, my brother, my sister. It is a battle we don't see with our own eyes. It is a spiritual battle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Satan wants to destroy your life. Satan wants you to live a life of sin. Satan wants to oppress you. And from the very beginning, when sin came into the story through Adam and Eve, man lived under the heavy hand of sin. But thanks be to God for Jesus Christ, who came and died on the cross and took the penalty for our sin. And after 3 days, he rose from the dead, destroying the power of sin and darkness. And today, I pray that Holy Spirit will open your eyes to recognize that if you're not born again, if not surrendered your life to Jesus, today is the day so that you'd receive forgiveness of your sin and that the power of Satan and sin would be broken off of your life today in Jesus' name. And so with every head bowed and every eye closed, we have a moment here. Would you turn your back on sin and surrender your life to Jesus? Receive his mercy and his love. Surrender your life to him. No one looking around. Would you lift up your hand? You say, Jesus, that's me. I give you my life. Just lift up your hand wherever you are. Lift up your hand real high. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Thank you. Thank you, my sister. Thank you right over there. Thank you. Lift up your hand. God richly bless you. Upstairs, would you lift up your hand? You say, Lord, that's me. Lift up your hand wherever you are. Today is your day of salvation. He will wash your sin away. Today, you become a member of God's family, a child of God. Thank you. God richly bless you. You're joining us online. Would you lift up your hand, an emoji of a hand in the chat section, and type, I give my life to Jesus. In the overflow, would you lift up your hand as well and just say, I give my life to you, Jesus. This is our moment. The Bible says now is the time of salvation. Let him save you and break the power of sin and Satan off of your life. Lead you into victory, into freedom, into eternal life. Would you lift up your hand? You're in this place. You're saying, Lord, I surrender my life to you. You're joining us on air. In that room, Jesus is there. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand in that room. Say yes to Jesus. Here in person, you're recommitting your life to Jesus. Lift up your hand as well. Lift up your hand. You're coming back to Jesus. Leave that life of sin behind you. Come to Jesus. He will never push you away. Come to Jesus. Do it right now. Lift up your hand. Say, Lord, I recommit my life to you. You're recommitting your life. Lift up your hand as well. God richly bless you. God richly bless you. You're joining us online. You're recommitting your life to Jesus. Lift up a hand emoji in the chat section. Put it there. Say, I recommit my life to Jesus. On air, would you do it right now? Do it right now. This is the very last call. And it's saying, Lord, save me. Save me because I cannot save myself. Lift up your hand to him. It is a sign of surrender. Thank you for lifting up your hand. Your hand is lifted. I want you to pray this prayer after me and mean every word you're going to say from the bottom of your heart. And as you pray this prayer, you're making a personal commitment to Jesus. Church, let's all pray and encourage everyone making this commitment. Come on, as loud as we can. Let's say together, dear Jesus, thank you for loving me. I recognize that I am a sinner and I need a savior. Jesus, you are the only savior. Today, I am asking you to forgive me of all my sin. Wash me clean in your precious blood. Give me a brand new life. Jesus, I now receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And from this day, I believe that I am born again, that I'm a child of God. I will live for you and I will follow you for the rest of my life. Come on, it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says amen. Let's celebrate every miracle of salvation. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to the family of God. That was more than just a prayer. That was a personal commitment to Jesus. And today your name has been written in the book of life. And in heaven there is a party happening right now. A celebration because you have given your life to Jesus. One more time, let's celebrate every miracle of salvation in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey,